History of Persia is a Hopful Media podcast production.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. Life doesn't come with a user manual. So when life stops working for you, it's pretty normal to feel stuck. Imagine somebody who spent, oh, say 25 years being really distracted, overwhelmed by clutter, and fluctuating between being really into obscure ancient history and not being able to find the motivation to do the dishes. That person is me, and apparently, if there were a user manual to life, it might have told me that I have ADHD and should talk to my doctor about that. Therapists are about as close to a manual as we can get. Folks who are trained to help you figure out challenging emotions and learn coping skills. BetterHelp has connected millions of people with licensed, registered therapists for convenient and secure online therapy. It's convenient and 100% accessible online. No waiting rooms, no traffic, and not even endless Googling of therapist near me. You just fill out a questionnaire and get matched with an appropriate therapist. And if it doesn't click, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch providers. Everyone deserves to feel their best, so get unstuck with BetterHelp. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/persia. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/persia. What really rubs me the wrong way here is that from the preface forward, this book is aimed at beginners. Where I described Matt Waters' Cyrus biography as an audience of amateur enthusiasts, Persians, The Age of the Great Kings, is clearly designed to entice those with little exposure to Achaemenid history, too. The assertion that the Persian version is being told for the very first time obscures decades of scholarship and pop history attempting to tell that story. It also assigns the author a great deal of authority as the person who can tell this story, authority which I think is abused throughout the book. What really rubs me the wrong way here is that from the preface forward, this book is aimed at beginners. Where I described Matt Waters' Cyrus biography as an audience of amateur enthusiasts, Persians, the Age of the Great Kings, is clearly designed to entice those with little exposure to Achaemenid history, too. The assertion that the Persian version is being told for the very first time obscures decades of scholarship and pop history attempting to tell that story. It also assigns the author a great deal of authority as the person who can tell this story, authority which I think is abused throughout the book. The problem with Llewellyn Jones's sources is that they aren't there. Of course, he has them. Many of them would be immediately familiar to regular listeners. But there are probably fewer than 10 citations in the whole book, and even then, they are indirect in-text citations where the author tells you in the sentence that this information is coming from a particular ancient writer. The most obvious problem with the lack of citations is directly tied to Llewellyn Jones's refrain that he is telling the Persian version and rejecting the biased Greeks. On to public relations, starting with Orientalism. One point Llewellyn Jones makes very early on is a need to move away from Orientalist stereotypes. Naturally, he references Edward Said's famous Orientalism, but it occasionally seems like Llewellyn Jones only recognizes the paternalistic aspects of Orientalism while maintaining the use of stereotypes. By far the most egregious example comes from part of his discussion of Persia's nomadic heritage. He writes, "The great king and his court used the empire's sophisticated road system to traverse the realm not just for the pragmatic reasons of state, but also to satisfy a deep-set instinct in the Persian psyche. For the Achaemenids retained the nomadic lifestyle of their Eurasian ancestors. The desire to move from one place to another never left them. The regular progression of the court around and across the empire can be thought of as a nomadic migration on par with the relocation patterns of itinerant peoples. In Iran, the traditional migration movements of nomadic groups, each with its own deep-set tribal and family affiliations, have always been connected with clearly defined routes and destinations." There's certainly an argument to be made that most or all of the Iranian ethnic population was at least pastoral, well into the time of Cyrus the Great. Earlier in the book, Llewellyn Jones pressed that claim quite forcefully as part of Cyrus's childhood. However, the actual evidence to tie the nobility into that system is minimal. You know, one thing to notice is that there's not any discussion of the satraps doing this. And the suggestion that nomadism was an inherent instinct in an ethnic psychology borders on race science. Quite frankly, sub out the word Eurasian for Aryan, not that big a leap in ancient Persian studies, and it is just race science. How else could you possibly read the phrase, a deep-set instinct in the Persian psyche? There's also no attempt to address the potential counterpoints. Greek and Assyrian sources mention Median cities, and both Cyrus and his grandfather presented themselves in reference to the city of Anshan. Nothing about the seasonal migration of the Achaemenid court is notably more nomadic than other itinerant courts, like that of the Holy Roman Empire, or for that matter, modern people having multiple homes and going south for the winter, or visiting out-of-town relatives around major holidays. Nobody is going around talking about the deep-set nomadic instincts in the German psyche. My overall takeaway is that this is a well-written book that succeeds at being compelling, but it is not a worthwhile history book. It's barely the worthwhile outline of a fiction book, if I'm being honest. The world hasn't had a good up-to-date mid-length book on Achaemenid history for beginners in almost 75 years. It's a real shame. For now, though, I'll keep podcasting. Thank you all so much for listening to The History of Persia.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.